《楊基上》第八章五十四节到六十节，所罗门在耶和华的坛前屈膝跪着，向天祈求，在耶和华面前祷告祈求了，就起来徛着，大声为以色列全会众祝福讲：耶和华是应当称颂的，因为伊照一切所应允的，使平安托伊的民以色列人，凡借着伊仆人摩西应允舒服的话，一句拢无落空。愿耶和华咱的上帝甲咱同在，使着咱列祖同在地，一样一样，同在一样。无放弃咱，也无丢弃咱，让咱的心归向伊，尊敬伊的道，遵守伊吩咐咱列祖的诫命、律例、典章。我伫耶和华面前祈求这话，愿耶和华咱的上帝立民垂听，逐日为伊的仆人甲伊的民以色列人伸冤。和对照的万民拢知影，独独耶和华是上帝，并无别的上帝。所以恁着向耶和华，咱的上帝，存诚实的心，遵行伊的律例，遵守伊的诫命，只将如今一样。
Let's read together. Now, as Solomon finished offering all his prayer and pleaded to the Lord.He arose from before the altar of the Lord, where he had knelt with hands outstretched towards heaven. And he stood and blessed all the assembly of Israel with a loud voice, saying, Blessed be the Lord who has given rest to his people Israel, according to all that he promised. Not one word has failed of all his good promise, which he spoke by Moses his servant. The Lord our God be with us, as he was with our fathers.May he not leave us or forsake us, that he may incline our hearts to him, to walk in all his ways and to keep his commandments, his statutes and his rules, which he commanded our fathers, that these words of mine with which I have pleaded before the Lord, be near to the Lord our God day and night, and may he maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel, as each day requires.That all the peoples of the earth may know that the Lord is God, there is no other. Let your heart therefore be wholly true to the Lord our God, walking in his statutes and keeping his commandments as at this day. These are the words of the Lord. Please be seated.
各位平安
，peace everyone。
我今仔日要甲大家思想所罗门伊一个祝福，当时咱看到这个是伊一个祈祷。
Today I'd like to discuss with everyone Solomon's benediction and prayer。
因为咱较早咱看到当所罗门上帝透过伊建立这个圣殿的时阵
，we see that earlier on God used Solomon to build this temple。
然后看到上帝。And
we see how God's glory filled the temple.
所以迄个时阵，所罗门就伫迄个所在献上伊俄罗，然后伫透过迄个俄罗，咱认不咱的上帝。
And when he saw that Solomon gave his praise to God, and through that prayer, we know our God more.
然后这个时阵，当这个隆重献上这个俄罗以后。这个时阵，所罗门额头来五百姓来祝福。
And after Solomon's entire prayer of worship, he turned around and blessed the people.
所以当咱透过这所罗门以这个祝福里面，咱看到伊几个祈祷。
And through this inside this benediction, we can see that Solomon also had some prayers.
然后这个祈祷本身也是但愿透过这个祈祷，也是你跟我拢享受到这款的祈祷的恩典。
And as we look at this prayer, we can enjoy the blessing of being able to pray.
So, in this time, you see Solomon in this place, start to give the people a blessing.
And so, as we see Solomon bless the assembly,
in the first place, if you look at this verse, 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 第五十六节，伊讲耶和华是应当称颂的，因为伊照着一切所应允的，赐平安和伊的以色列的人。
In 1 Kings 8:56, we see Solomon say, Blessed be the Lord who has given rest to his people, Israel, according to all that he has promised.
所以这个时候，这所罗门也祈祷也祝福里面讲什么？是但愿上帝将这个平安赐予以色列人。
And we see that Solomon's prayer was that God would give rest to his people.
所以换句话讲，这个时候，所罗门的心是爱伊的百姓享受着平安。
And so we see at this time that Solomon wanted his people to receive rest.
现在我们就问一个问题，到底这个平安是指什么？
But we'd like to ask, what is this rest and peace here?
然后你若假使看英文的圣经，伊翻译做 rest。
In the English translation, it's called rest.
然后你若假使看伊另外一个中文的翻译本，这个平安伊翻译做安息。
And in some Chinese translations, it is called a rest. But this rest or peace in certain translations, what does this mean? Usually we define peace as being able to stay peaceful and calm despite all our circumstances. It is true that whatever difficulties are encountering, God will be our refuge, and in Him we will find peace. But what was Solomon thinking at this point? If you look at verse 56, we can see some important points. We see that God gave rest according to all that He has promised. So this peace has something to do with God's promises. And after that was another statement that not one word has failed of all his good promise, which he spoke by Moses, his servant. So in this prayer, when Solomon was speaking of peace for his people, this rest has something to do with God's promise. And this promise has something to do with the one God gave Moses. So what exactly did God promise Moses? If we have a chance to look at Deuteronomy chapter 12,
in verse 10, 无何四维的一切受敌搅乱安联的客气。
In Deuteronomy 12:10, it says, "But when you go over the Jordan and live in the land that the Lord your God is giving you to inherit, and when He gives you rest from all your enemies around, so that you may live in safety."
所以换句话，这时阵，伊讲到上帝透过摩西讲什么英文呢？是讲到你入去到迦南地迄个所在。
Oh, here we see that God has promised Joseph, Moses that when they enter Canaan, they will be able to live in rest and not be harmed by their enemies. And God also spoke to Joshua in Joshua chapter
21.
In Joshua chapter 21, verse 44, it says, And the Lord gave them rest on every side, just as He had sworn to their fathers. Not one of all their enemies had withstood them, for the Lord had given all their enemies into their hands.
So you see,
So this rest that God promised Moses This rest is concerning the external circumstances that they will be able to live in peace. So this promise is that the nation of Israel will be able to live in peace and safety. And so here Solomon's prayer was that Israel would be able to receive safety from all their surroundings. Because in the Bible we see something important. If a man walks in God's way, he will receive his peace. If a man lives according to God's desire, he may encounter trials. This was a very clear point in Solomon's mind. Because we see that when God led the Israelites out of Egypt, and as they entered Canaan, they encountered a very large city that they needed to conquer. That was Jericho. And in 7 days, as they rounded the city in 13 times, and as they blew their horns, the walls fell down. So all they did was blow their horns and trumpets, and they won. Because they followed God's way. However, after they conquered Jericho, soon, they fought against a city called Ai. And this was a very small town. So for the Israelites, it should have been an easy battle. But they lost. They won against Jericho easily. So why was it that they lost against such a small city? Because there was, inside their camp, there was a man named Achan. And this Achan did something. The things that God forbade the Israelites to obtain, Achan stole them and kept them.
So
in this case, we see that as they went against God's desire, they lost the battle. So we can see that if one walks in the way of the Lord, then God will give him peace and rest. And so if you look at the world around us, a truly Christianized world, the Christian parts of the world will have had a time of safety and peace.
但是现在对不住,
but nowadays, sadly, there are
对不住,
none anymore. There are none of those anymore. Because who has influenced them?
两款人害,
two people.
头一款人害,
first of all,
就是真正移民去的害死,
because a lot of immigrants.
我跟你说,
you know how?
有几项事情发生,
something's happened.
头一项,
first of all,
真正移民去美国,
there are many people who immigrated to the United States.
因为那时候, 还是移民去加拿大,
and they also went to Canada.
我跟你说,
and at that point, those nations were very honest. Because they had Christian influence, and thus they were honest. So in their nation, everything was dealt with honesty because they had God. But unfortunately, as this side of the world went over, what do I mean? Once someone told me, if you're in the States or in Canada, you need to learn something. I said, what is it? If you have a party tomorrow, And you need a nice dress. And you don't have the money to get it. What do you need to do? Just go to the department store. And you find the best dress you can find. So you can wear it to the party. You buy it. And after that, after you wore it to the party, the following day you go back and return the dress.
No question asked.
Because they have a policy in the Western world that if you want to refund something, no questions asked. So this person told me, you know, if you're in that part of the world, you can wear a perfectly good dress for a party and still not pay a cent. Are not those nations caused trouble by us? And something else happens. I have another acquaintance. His house was burglarized. This is in Canada. This friend of mine was burglarized. And so this friend said he needed to go to the insurance company to get his insurance. But how do you prove that you deserve the insurance? They have this method. What is that? The insurance company will look at what manuals, instruction manuals you have. Let's say I have a TV. Then naturally I will have the instruction manual for it. So if you have the manual, that means you have the television.
Right?
So this man said, how would the insurance company know how much things I have? I need to show them the manuals and they will repay me. And then another friend of his told him, you know, you go to all your friends and neighbors and ask them for their manuals. And then once you get all the manuals, you show it to the insurance company and so show them how much stuff you have. So let me ask you, are not these nations being influenced for the worse? They used to run on honesty, but now since the immigration came, but so we see that if a nation is under God and lives in honesty, then they will have peace. You know, back in the day in the Philippines, you know what day has the least thieves? You know when the crime rate is lowest? You know, there are thieves everywhere, even in the church now. Last week, I went to Cebu to speak at a church for an anniversary. And once I got there, someone asked me, in UECM, do you guys have thieves? I asked, why are you asking? They said someone stole from their church recently. And so they asked, in Malabon, do you have these? I said, yes, it happened. Because my son, Dan, has had his laptop stolen, in fact. There was an evangelical meeting, and then someone stole his laptop. So are there thieves in this church? Yes, there are. But maybe he might be beside you, I don't know. I don't know who it is. We don't know. But you know, back in the day, when was the time of the year when there were the fewest thieves? You know when? This coming week. The Friday of this coming week is the one of the least thieves.
你看过啊，那个受难罪那段时间，甲早时哦，是第一种贼的。
And Holy Week and Good Friday, that used to be the time when there were no thieves around.
干哪子啊？
You know why?
因为真侪贼啊去拜神明去认罪啊。
Because all of the thieves were go off doing penance for their sins.
但是要倒掉来讲啊，你唔能讲迄个神明是贼啊，唔能去讲。
But I'm not saying that everyone who's doing penance is a thief.
那真侪人走去啊，去认罪，因为最贼啊，去认罪，所以真侪贼啊，那段时间。
But so a lot of people are off doing penance, so there are very few thieves. And nowadays, that's not true anymore. Even on Good Friday, there's still thieves. Once I had an acquaintance. And he went out of town on Holy Week.And as he came home on Saturday, he saw that a thief has entered his home. He said, there used to be no thieves around this time. Why was I robbed? But another person told him, it used to be that there were no thieves on Good Friday, but nowadays there are. And this man asked, why is that? Why is it that the thieves are out now? Because the thieves nowadays are quite cunning, they know. What do they think? If you steal on Friday, it doesn't matter because Jesus already died. And so that's the day Jesus died, and so he won't be able to see you thieving. So no one will see if you're trying to steal things. But don't steal on Easter Sunday because Christ is back again. But so nowadays, there are thieves on the Holy Week. But when we see something, we see that people can only receive rest and safety when they are walking in God's way. You know, something happens. In a certain company is going bankrupt.What company is this? This is a company that rents out bikes.
OFO.
It's called OFO. They rent out bicycles. You know why they're going bankrupt? You know why? Because a lot of people rent their bikes and then they just leave. They don't come back.
So it's like a bicycle.
But so nowadays they put a tracker on their bikes. But we see something here. If a nation is to receive peace, it must walk in the way of God. Brothers and sisters.This is Solomon's benediction. This is Solomon's prayer that his nation would walk in God's way and thus receive rest and peace. Brothers and sisters, of course, you and I might not have that big of an influence on the nation. You and I might not have the power to change the large community. But I believe that you can influence your family. You can influence your business. You can influence your workplace. So I believe if you are to walk in God's desire, then you will receive peace.Because if a man walks in God's will, then he will not do things willy-nilly. But he will be careful, and thus he will receive safety. And this is the first point we see in Solomon's prayer and benediction. Secondly, Solomon's secondPrayer. Let's look at the Bible again. In verse 57, says, the Lord our God be with us as he was with our fathers. May he not leave us or forsake us.
So in this situation, Solomon
And so we see that the first prayer of Solomon was that God will give peace,
that
they can have rest and safety. Secondly, Solomon's second prayer, Solomon also prayed that God will be with Israel. But in Solomon's prayer, we see something very unique. It says, the Lord our God be with us. It says, it is the Lord our God, not anyone else's. He says, this is the God who was with us as he was with our fathers. May he not leave us or forsake us. And this God is not only our God, this God is also the God of our fathers. So just as God that never forsook our ancestors, may he not leave us. So Solomon clearly knew that our God is a living God. In the days of our fathers, this God has been with us, and now he is still with us. So he saw that this is an eternally living God who was with them. So the Lord our God, as he was with our fathers, may he not leave us or forsake us.
什么叫做上帝同在，什么叫做上帝无放下。
And this point was very clear in Solomon's mind. He knew clearly what it means for God to not forsake them.
这是指上帝跟我们同在，这是何等大的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, that God can be with us is a great blessing.
因为对这个以色列人的观念里面， 上帝同在第一名的一幅图画就是旷野那段时间。
For the Israelites, the clearest concept they had of God's being with them was in the time of the wilderness. They saw how God led them out of Egypt and into Canaan, and through this, they clearly see God's presence. If you have God's presence with you, then you have God with you. If you God is with us, then he will provide for us. If you look at scripture, I find two things very interesting.
Manna.
You remember manna? What is manna?
Manna is a little bit of
They're wafers that somehow fell from the sky for the Israelites to eat.
所以, 这个叫做manna。
This is called manna.
所以你知道我们礼拜堂的名字是什么?
And you know what our, the name of our church is?
我们礼拜叫做UECM, 是马拉本,对吧?
We're the UEC Malabon.
但是你知道汉文怎么翻译?
But you know how we translated it into Chinese?
哎呀喂, 这家这个manna, 圣经的这个manna,
The name of our church in Chinese has had the word manna in the word malabon.
So this
malabon, when you come in, then you will receive manna.
So KFC.
And you know, after church, when you go down, you will see KFC manna.
Oh. It's
quite the same as manna.
所以这里说这manna, 但是我们更加祈祷的,你入教教会里面,你有上帝的manna给你当家。
But even more importantly, we pray that when you come into this church, you will receive God's spiritual manna.
所以你看看,像这以色列人,
And so we see that when the Israelites were in the wilderness, God provided for them.
He
gave them enough for them to eat every day. And so when God abides with us, He will give us more than enough. And the second interesting occurrence, when they left Egypt, the shoes they had on, the same shoes they had on never fell apart throughout the 40 years. Have you ever worn a pair of shoes for 40 years? Have you? How long would it take for your shoes to break if you wear it every day? Most of us, if we wear our shoes every day, it will completely break apart in a couple of years. But God blessed them and held their shoes together for 40 years. And so God gave them enough. And so when they saw God's presence with them, they realized that God gave them enough. And at the same time, when God was with them, God gave them the strength to face their enemies. When they faced warfare, they overcame all their enemies because of God's presence. And when there was God's presence, they will also receive God's leading. And they very clearly saw God's leading them because they see the pillar of cloud or fire with them. There's a pillar of cloud in day, pillar of fire by night. And it's leading them. So that God's abiding with them will also mean that God is leading them. So a great blessing for us Christians is that God is with us. I was preparing a message recently. This is a message I will be sharing in our SAC. I will talk about fate. We always talk about our fates and our destinies. And sometimes I ask people, are you good? Are you well off or are you ill-fated? They usually say they're not well off. And I ask another old person, I say, how are you? And he say, And they said, yeah, I'm also not all that good. But for us Christians, we are always well-fated. I'm not saying we won't encounter problems. We will encounter problems. But if God is with us, even though we face problems, God will lead us through. God will guide our path. And so some people change their names for better fate. And some people say your name is lacking, so you need to add something for better fortune. The Chinese people often change their names to change their fortunes. But for us Christians, this is unnecessary. Because God is with us and He abides with us. So Solomon prays that God will always be with Israel and never leave them. If God is with us, is that good or bad? Of course it's good. Because God will lead us in the right path. He won't lead us astray. You know, once there was a man who was an alcoholic. And after he believed in Christ, he decided not to drink anymore. But after a while, he managed to put away his drinks. But once, as he passed a bar, and as he saw this bar and he smelled its scent, and he was tempted. And he said, should I go in or not? Should I? And so he paced around in front of the bar. And he was afraid. He was afraid because if he goes in and God leaves him, he will be in trouble. But he also really wanted to drink. And so he prayed. He prayed. He said, God, God, can you please wait a bit right outside the door? Can you wait a bit outside the bar? I'm going to go in, take a drink. I'll have a quick drink, and when I come out, may you be with me again so I can safely go home. Let me ask you, if you go into the bar, is God there? Is he? Of course he's there. God knows. So if God is abiding with you, you know that God will lead you in the right path.
But
I'd like us to notice, in Solomon's prayer for God's blessing, there is a very unique point. Let us look. Verse 58. Let's read from verse 57 to
58.
In verse 57, it says, the Lord our God be with us as he was with our fathers. May he not leave us or forsake us. And in verse 58, it says that he may incline our hearts to him, to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his rules, which he commanded our fathers.
So,
he prays that may the Lord our God be with us so that we can incline our hearts to him. In other words, Solomon prayed that God would be with the people and not leave them. But the primary purpose of our experiencing God's presence is so we can walk in His ways. So, brothers and sisters, let us not merely stop and enjoying God's presence. But more importantly, if the God is with us, may we incline our hearts to Him and walk in His ways. So when you look at Psalm 23, in verse 4,
He says,
although I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear, because His rod comforts me. God is with us, and He walks with us. But let us also not neglect verse 3. It says, He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake.
So, we see that.
So we see that when God is with us, we can walk in His ways, and in the end, we can glorify Him. So we see when you look at Solomon's prayer, he prays that the people will enjoy God's presence. So if you have a need, God will provide. If you meet danger, God will protect. If you are lost, God will lead. But at the end of all things, God's presence is here so that we can incline our hearts and walk in His ways. It's not just about us, but about God. This is the second point of Solomon's prayer. Thirdly, first Solomon prayed that God will give Israel peace. And then Solomon prayed that God will abide with Israel. And thirdly, Solomon prays that all nations will fear God.
Look at verse 59.
It says, Let these words of mine, which I have pleaded before the Lord, be near to the Lord our God day and night, and may be maintained the cause of his servants and the cause of his people Israel, as each day requires, that all the peoples of the earth may know that the Lord is God, there is no other. Solomon prays that may the Lord be with them. And what does this mean? It says that may God maintain the cause of his servant. So God is judging his people. So when each of us allow God to be our king and our judge, what happens? Everyone will see that God is with us.
And
all nations will see that the Lord is God. And when we look again at the Western countries, earlier I mentioned the first reason why it's the nations are morally messed up. The second reason is that they are immoral because they left God. These nations stopped allowing God to be their judge and Lord. And they decided they should be the one in charge. And we see that they are slowly decaying. Because these nations cannot lead their people to God. Because they have a problem of themselves. There are some examples. Recently in France, they have a new decision. They just passed something. What did he say? They decided when you're filling out a form, of course there are some certain information you need to put in, and one of which is the name of your father and the name of your mother. But now they will remove this father and mother from their form. They removed the name of their father and mother, and instead they put in two slots for the relative number one and relative number two. So the father name, word father is gone, now he's just relative one. And there's no place to put mother anymore. It's just where your relative two is. And why is that? Because as we have more homosexual marriages, then these people may have two fathers or two mothers. They might have two fathers or two mothers, that's not quite right. And yet they can't say one father and one mother because we might not have one. And so they pass a new decision. Now it's just called relative one and relative two. Is it any wonder that they are starting to lose God's blessing? And in Canada, there was another decision. There are some substances, some drugs that are now legalized. And in the Philippines, we don't allow them. But in Canada, they're starting to open their pass. So do be careful if you're sending your children to Canada or the States. Because this is the start of a growing problem. So why is it that we used to be able to see God's presence in their nations? But nowadays, we see no trace of God. In India, after a certain number of years, their population will soon overtake China.
So I tell you, China could be a day of people.
So one day, maybe the Chinese people will lose to the Indians. That's the way the world is going. But neither of them have God. And they're all trying to be a strong nation, but they have no God to offer it to. But we see, I believe it is quite sad about the state of our Christian nations. Because they want Christian nations to have left God's way. And so they are not able to have people who worship God. And us, technically, yeah, we can't influence such wide things as nations. But I believe you can guide your family. You can lead your family. Nowadays, it's quite sad looking at the state of some families. There are some families who still have both parents, but they are somewhat a dysfunctional family. There are many of these in the Philippines. And recently, as I'm reading a book I'm not finished with,
it's called
Abandoned Faith. I'm not done yet, but it's called Abandoned Faith. It says something. It says, why are there many young people nowadays who are leaving God and leaving the church? So there are a lot of reasons listed. But the primary reason it's because their parents do not live out God in their lives. They might be behaved and polite in the church. They might be involved in a lot of activities. But at home, in their own families, they do not live out God. And so these children depart from God because they don't see Him. And when Solomon is praying, Solomon prayed that may the Lord be our God. And that we may all be able to serve God. And when we all submit before God, then because we submit to God, then everyone around us will be able to see that we who are God is. And so sometimes we cannot let people worship God because of ourselves. But may God help us. This is what Solomon meant by prayer. And we thank God Solomon did walk in God's path for a while. And we see that many nations saw him. And just before this, we see that the Queen of Sheba approached Solomon. And people will see God. So may God help us. There are three things that Solomon prayed. First, that God will give peace to us. And we will receive rest and safety in our families. Secondly, that God will always abide with us. And if God is with us, He will provide us everything we need. But also remember that God's being with us is primarily so that we can incline our hearts and walk in His ways. Thirdly, that all nations will see God and fear God. Because if God is our God, people will see that. People will come and worship God. And this will be a beautiful image. So may Solomon's prayer also apply to us. And through Solomon's prayer, may you and I be blessed. Let us pray. Blessed are you, Lord, who guide the ones you love. We pray that as we come before you, we do not come with empty hands, but we will truly give our lives to you. Because you who have given us so much, you who are abide with us, deserve way more than what we can give you. And yet, what can we give you? Nothing. But the best we can give you is our lives, that we may live for you. And may we live for you in such a way, may we live for you with zeal and fervor, so that everyone around us can see that our God is not a hidden or a secret God, but our God is a God who is with us. Our God is a God who deserves all worship and honor and praise. We pray that you will be with us, Lord. Be with UECM. Be with each one of us in our own lives, in our own families, in our own workplaces, in our own schools. As we live life, may each moment be filled with you, and may our hearts be inclined to you each moment so that we can walk in your ways. All this we pray in Christ's precious name. Amen.